Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. A great morning it is. Happy Mother's Day. Was thinking about a show on moms, but passed on it. Sorry, moms. We can't dedicate this show to you, but we're thinking of you anyway. At least I am of my mom. Happy Saturday. Your mind. Yes, your mind. Your memory. Your brain. Your function. What you're starting to fear you have less of. Less functionality with at your age, whatever your age is. Even if you're 30, you might not be as sharp to the point as you were when you were 15. If you're 50, certainly not. If you're 60, 70, sometimes you're even wondering where you are while you're driving, where you're going, where you put your keys, why you can't remember even the simplest little things. Your short-term memory's gone. Even worse, they take pictures of your brain and they tell you you've got something that looks like Parkinson's, something that looks like Alzheimer's, something that looks like senility. Even if they can't put their finger on it, you can, because you know your mind is not the same. Something's happening to your brain. I wanted to find this for you today. I want to give you insight to it. Whether you're concerned about your memory, whether you're concerned about early signs of Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, whether you've got it in your family and you don't want to get it, whether you've worked in industry for years and you're starting to think that you're on your way. Listen to this show today. Think deeply. Get on the archives. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc. Get to the archives is all I can say. I hope you're on a computer listening to this show today, because I'm going to use my pictures. I'm going to use the links we put on. I've got fantastic stuff to share with you. And do not think because the show is centered around Parkinson's that this show does not apply to you. It applies to you. It's just a little genetic slant that gives you Parkinson's instead of Alzheimer's, instead of senile dementia. Jacob Creutzfeldt, Kuru. There's a million ways for your brain to go south. And just simple aging is going to send your brain south. And one thing we know, if you live in Southern California, you are aging more rapidly. So this show's about everybody. All right. Let's stick to Parkinson's. First, a picture. Picture number one. Get to picture number one. Go to the shows. Pretty easy to do. If you're driving, I'll do my best. But when you get home, get to the website. Do this for yourself if you really want to understand what all the hullabaloo is about. There is a sagittal cut, picture number one, of the brain. And you see all those wires there. Look at that picture in the lower left-hand corner. It's going to say the nigro, as in black, striatal pathway. Right where that little broken arrow is pointing is the part of your brain that decays when you get Parkinson's disease or pre-Parkinson's. That's called the substantia nigra, substantially black. Let's look at a cross-section of that part of the brain. This is a look at your brain from the side. So if we were looking at you profile, we cut you in half and we looked into the other half. That's what we'd be looking at. Now let's cut you in half through the transverse plane, cross-sectional. Go to picture number four. got a great shot for you. Picture number four. Take a look. See that guy there in the upper left-hand corner? That's not a halo around his head. That's the level for you to understand that we're going to cut his head off, and now we're going to look down into it. In that picture on the lower left there, in that square, just below the words, cut section of the midbrain, we're looking straight there in that colored part at the midbrain. And then the black part of it is called the substantia nigra. And they're telling you that when you have Parkinson's disease, when you're on your way for reasons, reasons that are not mysterious, reasons that are understood, reasons that you don't understand. By God, the number of people I've met over the last 20 years with Parkinson's, pre-Parkinson's, post-Parkinson's, atypical Parkinson's, that don't even understand their own process, that are vanquishing their bank accounts, going all over the world looking for a better way to do it. And there it is, as always, right in front of our face, if you just took the time to understand it. So please do not think that you can afford not to take the time. This will save you time if you're interested in hanging on to that brain, not just with Parkinson's, with anything. Listen up. Now look at that substantia nigra. In a diseased Parkinson's case, it starts disappearing. We're going to get into why, but I just want you to get a sense of where we're going on the show today, where we are in your brain. You got to get spatially oriented, because there's going to be a structural component, as always. That's right. Things that happen as you neurodegenerate are in part structurally driven. Now, we're going to talk about the chemistry today, because you have to respect the chemistry. Lots of people. We know this. It's in the literature. We suspect it. It's all over the place. When you're a construction worker, an airline pilot, when you live in Chicago near those filthy automotive cities, when you live near the Long Beach port, where you live near oil refineries, where you work on the farm and you've been spraying pesticide for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. Let's just keep going. When you work in a hair salon and you've been sucking down hairspray your whole life. Yeah. When you're an auto mechanic. When you work in an auto body shop. When you're a welder. That black thing there, the substantia nigra. We know. I'll show you the literature. I'll show you the literature so we don't have to wonder about this. I'll show you the literature written by the scientists. Guys that have nothing to do but essentially give me material for what I send to you. This isn't holistic yang-yang. This isn't some chiropractor with a theory. This is in the literature. It's everywhere. And you are not going to knock me off my chair and say, well, why didn't my doctor at Kaiser tell me this? Why didn't my neurologist tell me? And if he didn't, then obviously it isn't anything to listen to. Please don't think that. Understand the inside track on your health. You got to go into the science and you got to use your brain. And just as certainly as you would not quite believe anymore that your politicians have your best interest at heart, don't think that the institution of medicine, I said the institution, not your individual doctors, your institution, don't think the institution of any institution has anything in your best interest. Don't think that. Okay, so look at the guy on the picture upper left. Now cut his head off. Now look down on it. Now isolate that substantia nigra out of it. Now understand what that is, where it is, and let's keep going. The substantia nigra. It produces something that makes it black, that makes it black. It gives it a pigment. Those are called melanocytes, melanin. Neuromelanin. In that area, substantia nigra, you have a couple of types of cells. One cell is called a dopaminergic cell. Dopaminergic cell. That area produces dopamine. Dopamine is what allows you to move smoothly. When you watch Parkinson's people, they move juddery. Their hands are moving. When they're walking, they can't stop. A lot of times they walk faster, and they can't slow themselves down, so they fall. When you work with Parkinson's patients, it takes them so long to put their shoe on. I worked with a guy once years ago, a sweetheart of a guy. It took him 2 hours in the morning to put his clothes on. 2 hours. He used to think about killing himself. We used to have those discussions. We knew his brain was loaded with pesticides, with petrochemicals, with metals of all sorts, from iron to uranium to cadmium to the whole slew. We knew it, but who could prove it? What were we supposed to do? Suck out his brain? Put it in a blender and prove it? Where was the study? You're going to look at the studies today. We know that the cells, they're called melanocytes. Yeah, you have melanocytes in your skin. These are called neuromelanocytes. Look at that lovely little girl there. I just put her there because she's so beautiful. Picture number 23. Look at her. Those melanocytes in her skin are working triple overtime. And if you don't have those, well, then you look like picture 26. I think that's Neil McDonough in Foul Play. You remember that with Goldie Hawn and Chevy Chase? He was brutal in that film, wasn't he? He was spooky. Remember Foul Play, Goldie Hawn? He's an albino. Albinos don't have melanocytes. Look at picture number 25. Look at that African kid there. I think that's a female. She's an albino. You might almost think, when you're looking at a white person that's an albino, that for a moment, well, they're just from Sweden. Scandinavian, very fair-skinned, light-skinned, blue-eyed, but even with Caucasians, if they're albinos, you know they're albinos. But it's striking when an African-American is an albino. You can really understand it. Look at picture 24. This is an incredible picture. There's a black mother in Brazil, her 5 kids, and 3 of them are albino. Look at that picture. Fascinating. They have pigment-producing cells in the skin that those kids don't get. All right, now go back and look at that picture of the brain. Go back and look at that picture of the brain there. How about picture number 5? Picture 5, there's a substantia nigra in the midbrain. The cells in there, there's 2 kinds of cells. Well, there's many cells, but there's 2 we're citing now. One cell is a melanocyte. It's called a neuromelanocyte, as in neurology, as in nervous system, as in brain. Simple. They produce black pigment. For some reason in Parkinson's, they don't. They stop. They did, then they don't. When they don't, it's a bad sign. It kind of means those neuromelanocytes aren't there anymore. But there's another cell, and that cell is a dopaminergic cell. It produces the neurotransmitter called dopamine. Dopamine transmits electrical impulse. So when you look at picture 1, again, move to picture 1. Gee, I hope you got the computer. Sorry if you don't, guys. If you're driving, just listen. Let it sink in. Get home. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc.